Stay tuned. I'm here with the Joe Cool Coach.
I'm here with the vet, and all I can think about right now is July 4th on the boat. I got my tan on. I'm ready for some barbecue and some... You know what I think of July 4th? You know what I think about first?
What's that?
I think about John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both signed the Declaration of Independence, but they both died on the exact same July 4th, 1836. Both died within 4 hours of each other on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. Now that right there is some history lesson.
So you know what I think about on July 4th? I think that we kicked those freaking British's lily asses and we became a nation, you know, that
right. We're not a nation that, we're not a kind of people in our DNA that love paying too much taxes.
No, I'm telling
you right now, sometimes I feel like a Boston Tea Party Indian on a boat type situation.
Should we do
Never mind, that'd be called an insurrection today and we'd all go to jail. Never mind.
Should we pour some tea in the Lake of Bob Sound?
We can't afford to drive over there.
We can't afford the gas.
July 4th is going to be in the backyard barbecuing.
That's what Joe Biden said.
Oh my gosh.
If I can't control these people, I'll drive the gas price of gas up. They'll have to walk everywhere to protest me, you know. So, but we live in the greatest nation there is. And I said it. I released an article about a month ago that says, if America's not great, you know, who is? Because I sat in a class and I heard some people talking about it. That all America's not all that.
That's why we're good together, buddy.
And I will say this. As I wrote that and I released it, somebody brought this idea up to me. Plato's Allegory of the Cave. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay, so I got to explain this. So all you American haters out there, so you get this. Go back and read my thing that was released about a month ago. But Plato's Allegory of the Cave had several guys that were in there that were imprisoned in the cave. And all they saw was a fire. They never saw it. The fire was behind them, and it casted their shadow on the wall. So all they ever saw was what was on the wall was a shadow.
Yeah.
One prisoner got released. He got to go out in the world and goes, oh, my God, this is really what's out in the world.
Right.
He came back, and he told the prisoners what was really out in the world was not these shadows they saw on the wall. He says, no, this is called this. This is this. Well, they looked at him and thought he was crazy, and they beat the hell out of him and killed him. We live in the
That's
allegory of the cave
right.
because people who hate America never left America
right.
and never embraced it. And what I wrote in there is I got so many circumstances, I only wrote like three of them, of people that are not in our country that sit there and go, I wish I was an American. I wish I was American. I wish I was American. That is from the world's perspective. I wish I was American. You don't know how lucky we are to be in this great country.
No.
We have our blemishes and we have our faults, but this is one badass country. You know, in countries that are considered to be very well off, I lived in Germany 9 years. And in Germany, unless you were a service member, if you were somebody else, a German citizen, to get married, you didn't go get married like that. You had to go get permission. You had to take a lot of time to get married. That's what people don't understand is you had to get permission
right.
to get married, you know,
Something
and you had to wait a long time to get married. Yep. That's why people in Germany get married later is because they had to wait a long time. Here, you know what? I can go out and two kids can go out and over the weekend go, I like you and I like you. And then stupidly, they can get married within a couple days.
Stupidly, maybe.
You
but
know?
Hey, sometimes those last forever.
Yeah.
I think my grandparents knew each other 3 weeks when they got married. They were married 70 years.
There you go.
I will say this. You talking about your articles, man, one of these days when I grow up, I want to be able to write like the vet. He absolutely writes correctly. I write just out there. But I would say this. We had a legend in Pittsburgh, Texas, where we're from, die.
Yeah.
And I was asked to come down and speak at his memorial. But I wrote an article that week, and it's something I've had so many people share it and also tell me, you know, how much they love it. That Pittsburgh, Texas is the greatest little city in the greatest country or the greatest place in the whole wide world, the United States. And I truly believe that. And I think that people, like you said, they see all these things and they forget the forest from the trees and all that stuff.
Yep.
I have a prisoner at the prison that has lived abroad. And anytime anybody starts talking about something going on in the country, he says, look, man, you guys got no clue. I've lived at 6 different places around the world. He goes, the United States of America is the greatest in the world, but nobody ever knows it unless they leave.
Yes.
Because just what
the
you
cave,
said.
The cave.
Exactly. He said, he starts bringing up all these things and they're like, what? Because you don't even understand it. People complain about the greatest place in the world because we got nothing to compare it to.
Yep.
And you know, that's like, I hate to use this analogy, but it just came to me. It's like if you get married to your junior high school sweetheart and you get married at 19 and all you've ever done is had that relationship and you get about 30 years old and you sit there and going, I have no idea. I just think there's so much out there. And then you get out there and they said the grass is always greener on the other side. It's not. Yep. And you get out there and you get a divorce and you're miserable and you go, man, I just wish I had, because you didn't have nothing to compare it to. Well, I'm telling you right now, you go around and if you have the opportunity to go anywhere in the world, even to Mexico. I mean, we're driving from the airport, going from Cancun Airport to Playa del Carmen the other day. And I'm like, you talking about poverty.
Yes.
It is poverty. And, you know, 52% of the world lives on less than $2 a day. We got that in an ashtray here in America. Come on now. Let's prop this place back to where it is.
So think about this. In America, where do we have a statue for another country saying you should live there?
Mm-hmm.
In Senegal, right. In Africa, on the westernmost point in Dakar, I went there, and there's this enormous statue that the North Koreans built for them, okay?
Yep.
They built for them, and the statue has a dude with a baby in his hand. Let me get it over here. Baby in his hand, pointed, and the baby is pointing to New York. The
brother.
Wife is draped on his leg, holding the guy back, wanting to keep him in Africa.
Yes.
And I didn't get that interpretation out of that. I said, what's the statue mean? And the locals guys go, oh, if you do the distance, it's measured directly to New York City.
Yeah.
And that is hope, because they want the baby to go there and live a prosperous life. That is Senegal builds a statue about America.
Exactly.
We're so badass that the French built a Statue of Liberty and shipped it to us.
To us.
You know,
right.
We're so badass, our country is, that when I was in Desert Storm, I came across an Egyptian soldier and we changed money. I gave him our money and he gave me his money. He probably ripped me off, but that's neither here nor there. He points at me and he goes, as he walks away, and he goes, my friend, America number one. But Egypt number two.
That's awesome. See?
American would have never said that.
How many Americans you know right now don't even call America number one? Are you kidding me?
Americans would have never said that like that. You know, no American soldier would have.
Sure.
But he said that right there. When I'm in Germany, we lived, and just a couple towns over, there was this war museum. In the war museum, on the anniversary of American soldiers driving through their town, liberating. Remember, they were at war with us.
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate it. They all dress up in Ike suits and fucking drive damn Jeeps through the city.
Right.
And like, Americans are here, you know, and they speak in their German dialect. And they go, well, Americans are here. We're here, you know, and they all pose as Ike. We don't do that.
No. Nah.
You know, that's just how it is.
Exactly.
You know, and this is from all parts
and
of the world.
And I say it all the time. It's like this. If you're in Dallas at 5 o'clock rush hour, and you're going into Dallas, man, you can fly into Dallas.
Yes.
But you ain't getting out.
You
very
ain't coming
fast.
Out.
Okay,
no.
It's the same thing. How many times do you hear about we have this invasion coming from our southern border?
Yep.
But how many times do you hear Mexico say, man, you've got to stop allowing your Americans to come through our border?
Yes, yes. Where
how many times do you, I mean, there's people floating rafts, swimming rivers, walking deserts.
I ain't seen no American floating no river to go to Canada. And I ain't seen one floating down the ocean to go to Canada.
And you hear people like AOC, and you make it think like I live in a place that's just a slum.
But so July 4th, got to thank our forefathers for kicking those British's butts.
Now I'm going to give a little bit of history. The Declaration of Independence, we say it's July 4th, it's actually just July the 2nd.
Yeah.
And the Committee of Five that came up with it, Thomas Jefferson, we know, wrote the Declaration. We got to talk about it. But there were five on that committee. And some of them don't get as much, applaud or raising the roof. We got Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams, who they wanted to write it, but he said, nobody's going to listen to me because I'm a pompous asshole. Nobody wants to listen to it. Richard Livingston and Roger Sherman. Those are the big five. They got sent over here to change the wording and whatever. But the youngest, Jefferson, actually wrote it. And gets the credit for all of it. But without the statesman, Benjamin Franklin, who I call the first pimp of America. Benjamin Franklin pimped all over France, England, and America.
He did.
And, you know, we got to sometimes, we think, well, some people own slaves. Yes, they were bad, but they were bad around the world, and they shouldn't have done all these things. But without those people that you call bad doing what they did, you don't have what you have now.
Yes.
And you know what? The sins of our nation, that you want to call it, might be slavery. Nobody now goes, man, I wish we had slavery again.
No.
We all wish it didn't happen. But we are the only country, and you can quote me on this, that ended its own slavery.
Yes.
And by doing that, the morality, don't have to be Christian, don't have to be Muslim, don't have to be Jew, but the morality inside of all of us at that time said it was wrong. And they put forth a document that we, the people, all would happen. Now, yet it took progression for it to happen. But without those people, in July 4th, when it was actually done and over, we wouldn't have what we have today.
And I got to say, shoot those fireworks, baby. Shoot those fireworks. Shoot those fireworks.
All right, real quick, before we go, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, and then I got to cover something.
All right, what is your favorite July 4th memory? Real quick.
Mine?
Yeah.
This is going to sound crazy.
Because I know you're going to have a great one.
So I've had some downrange in Iraq, and I've had some in Afghanistan, but my coolest July 4th memory is being in Germany and being in Würzburg over the river. The fortress sits up looking over it. And my friend Tom Krupp, who's been on the podcast many times, during New Year's time, they sell fireworks only during that time, saved some sparklers, and we both went up to the Würzburg fortress and lit our sparklers over the Main River, and like, hell yeah, America, baby. And he wrote out American flag and everything up there. And then the next year, some Germans actually started coming up there. So that was cool.
That's greatness. Mine's not even a big, huge deal, but it was for me because there's been so many. They're very similar. You know, you watch fireworks. Mm-hmm. But I remember September 11th happened, and I remember, you know, we're so terrified of what's going on and whatever. And then the next July 4th came, and it was like for the first time in my life since, you know, we were alive in 1976, and I can remember some of the stuff that was going on at that time. Not a lot, because I was 6 at that time, almost 7. But it was the first time since then that I felt like more of the country together was celebrating the United States of America, which, man, we the people, come on. I mean, that's what I'm about. You know what this says? 1776.
There we go.
In Constitution 1787.
Cool.
And I'm telling you what, this is the greatest country in the world.
It is.
I would not live anywhere else if you paid me.
Hands down, it is phenomenal.
I'll visit anywhere.
So, moving along, the coach lied just a second ago. He said I'm a great writer, and I'm not.
You are.
But I got to say this. I'm going to throw an advertisement out, Coach.
Sure.
Because I wrote a book called The Birth of a Spy Couple. It's a fiction book. And it finally got through editing, so I'm about to get it out there to start getting ready to publish it. So hopefully it'll be out by the end of the summer. I'm looking forward
to it. You're writing cool stuff that people are really, and I'm writing sometimes about obesity. I mean, come on.
So I hope you like it. I'm hoping you like it. I enjoyed writing it. And a mentor of mine who writes, Tom Krupp, said that's the biggest thing. As long as you enjoyed writing it, that's what matters. And I really enjoyed writing it. And so I'm hoping you enjoy the story, because I got some twists in there, because that's kind of the thing you do with a spy book. But anyway, so. Awesome. Anyway, so there it is. So I think we beat this one down, Coach.
Well, I'm going to say this. July 4th, of course, it's our independence, but also, like I said, Jefferson and Adams, they did so much for our country in the beginning. Without them, too, it would not be the way it is. Like I said, they wrote it, they did it, they signed it, they were there, they were part of it as founders. And then they died on the 50th anniversary on the day. Believe that was the hand of God.
So, with that there, I got to say one more minor thing.
What?
This month here, we've been together three years. 3 years with the coach and the vet. And so we've talked about everything under the freaking sun.
We almost sunk a boat one time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's a true statement. So, anyway, from the coach.
To the vet.
Stay tuned.
Happy 4th. I don't know how to do that, do I?